Whether you're the friend who hates pickles or the one sneaking them off everyone's plates, you probably know the name Vlasic.
Dad, when are you going to eat that pickle?
When am I going to eat this pickle right here?
Dad.
Vlasic started out as a creamery business in the early 1900s, then expanded to pickles. Robert J. Vlasic, known as Bob, joined the family business after the Second World War.
But be sure and pick the Pyfik pickle, pick a Vlasic. The Pyfik pickle for piking it up.
Before long, the popularity of these pickles eclipsed Vlasic's other products. But that wasn't just because Vlasic gherkins and sauerkraut and other briny foods made consumers' taste buds happy. It's because Bob Vlasic was serious, very serious, about making sure his company didn't take itself too seriously.
That's right. He decided pickles were a fun food, and he lived by this. He thought pickles were funny and spent years collecting jokes about them. You can find a bunch of them in his book, Bob Vlasic's 101 Pickle Jokes.
Elsa, brace yourself. I'm going to tell you one of them. You ready?
Oh, my God.
Go. It's kind of a dad joke.
I'm already laughing.
Hey, Elsa, what's green and pecks on trees?
Geez, I don't know, Sasha.
Woody Woodpickle.
When their business was growing, Vlasic spent a lot of money on advertising, often more than all their competitors combined. And they made sure to focus on the fun.
Picture that iconic Vlasic stork, the one on all its jars. He wears a mailman hat and he holds a pickle like a cigar. That stork became the Vlasic mascot in 1974.
It's a Vlasic. Vlasic. That's the tastiest crunch I've ever heard.
Now, a stork might not strike you as the obvious choice for a pickle company mascot, but this was after the post-war baby boom, and the story goes that the stork got into the pickle business since the baby business bottomed out.
Mom, the stork here.
Oh, no, no. Oh, my gosh. I'm not expecting.
It says right here, Vlasic sweet gherkins for the Perkins.
But I thought the stork...
Certainly, but with the birth rate down and the Vlasic pickle sales up... I deliver Vlasic pickles now.
Oh, my.
Bob Vlasic helped grow the company into America's number one pickle provider and helped shape America's eating habits around them, too. In 1933, per capita pickle consumption was around 2 pounds per capita. By 1978, that number had grown to 8 pounds.
Test Vlasic yourself and see why it's America's number one pickle.
Aren't you the Vlasic stork?
Well, I'm certainly not Mother Goose.
Bob Vlasic said his success came because their competitors were manufacturing-oriented, but Vlasic came in as the opposite, as marketers who manufactured products so that they would have something to sell.
So that's where pickles come from.
Robert J. Vlasic died at his home earlier this month in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He was 96 years old.